The Van Buren defense holds the team scoreless in the first quarter. The Warriors overcoming injuries. The Blue Devils closing strong. A hard-fought headliner in the Upper Cumberland Friday night sees White County beat Stone Memorial 64-58. Eric Mitchell is head coach of the White County Warriors. Hard-fought, is that a good description, Coach?
Well, that is a great description. The girls' game before us was one of the most intense physical games I've watched in a long time, and then our game just continued over. It was good high school basketball night.
You really had to weather a storm there at the end.
I did. You know, we got up double digits, and then kind of had a few mistakes. Stone picked it up, and you know, it became a down to the wire game.
Does that kind of game help you as the tournament has arrived?
You know, I think so. Every game we play with Stone and Cookeville and Warren County this year, the past couple of years, has just been really intense, good games. You know, our district has, you know, evolved into such a competitive district and really good coaches, really good players, and you know, it's just so competitive, and that's the way it should be. So you know, it's just really good basketball, high school basketball.
What most pleased you as you observed your team last night?
Well, you know, we had a couple of injuries. You know, at the start of district play, Cade Clark, one of our 3-year starter, 4-year player, you know, all time charge leader. He's got about almost 200 charges taken in his career, and just so smart and IQ. His knees just finally gave out on him. He's been playing with an ACL, and then Grant Slanton gets hurt, and then, you know, what pleased me the most is that, you know, Cade was on that bench last night. He was like an extra coach, even though he didn't get to play, and our young kids, our sophomores, have really stepped up. You know, my nephew, Jake Davis, has really come into his own, and Grant and those seniors seem to find him, and then Thomas Paul, Tanner's younger brother, you know, just playing well. Thomas Brock's another sophomore, and then you know, Japheth Richmond is another sophomore. They've just really stepped up, and they've got some confidence now, and they've just kind of taken up the slack, and they're really coming on. Hopefully they continue to do that. That's what I was pleased most with.
When you have a guy that's injured, and you know, it's so disappointing, especially at this point in the season, to deal with that, but on the bench helping his teammates, don't the other guys feed off that?
They really do. And Cade has played with Grant for a long time, him and Tanner. Cade just did such a good job last night. I mean, you know, he was just like me on the bench. You know, he was getting up and talking to the players and telling them where they needed to go and what they needed to do. But it's just terribly disappointing for that young man because, you know, he's worked so hard, and you know, he's went through the entire football season. You know, he was our best football player, and all around. And then he comes into basketball, and he's just so smart in basketball. You know, like stepping in front of a kid, you know, coming full speed ahead. And he takes charges, he rebounds, and just for him to get hurt, just, you know, we didn't know where we would be, and he's just helped the young kids. And his presence on the floor and his presence on the bench is just so important to us. And I just hate it for the young man, but he's taking it in stride, and he's helping the team in other ways now. We call him Coach Clark on the bench now. So
you might better watch out for your job security there.
Hey, I'm telling you what, he can get it done.
Eric Mitchell is head coach of the White County Boys. What's different about tournament basketball?
Well, just the intensity of it, it's just so much more important, not the first round, but, you know, when you get to a certain point, it's, hey, you execute or you go home. So, you know, the kids know it, the other team knows it, the fans know it, and it's just an atmosphere that you can't really explain. It's fun, but it's intense, and it's nerve-wracking. But, you know, it's just – basketball's a tournament game. You know, I mean, you can go 0-2 26, which is the games you're allowed to play, and still win the state championship. It doesn't happen a lot, or ever, but it could still happen. And it's just so important. It's such a special time. And, I mean, it's just hard to explain. It's just a really, really, really fun time in the basketball.
How do you, as a coach, try to manage things with, you know, more games, maybe less preparation time? How much do you practice? All of those things that kind of go into the equation at this point.
Well, I probably do it different than a lot of other coaches. You know, our last 3 weeks with Kate has played up until last night with his knee, and Grant's been hurt with his ankle. We have had really 3 weeks of those guys have not practiced a whole lot, and I really shorten my practice, but we get after those other kids, you know, intensely, you know, the sophomores, and I think it's paid off with them. You know, they're stepping up and they're starting to play and have confidence. And, but, you know, it's just, you shorten your practices. You do a lot of shooting. You do a lot of walkthrough of preparation of what might happen in the game. And it's just, you know, it's not like the first 2 weeks of practice where you're getting after it. And, you know, I mean, it's intense and all that, but we lax practice a little bit, but, you know, it's just a different type. You know, Grant and Kate have gone through all the shooting drills. We hadn't let them go live, you know, live action a lot. So, I mean, it's been different this year for sure, because with those two guys being hurt and, you know, wanting them to stay on the floor, you just have to modify your practices a lot, and that's what we've done.
But how many times have we seen over the history of high school basketball, the history of college basketball, that in the tournament, somebody that you don't expect steps up and makes the key play in a tournament game? That's what getting those other guys ready to go, that could help you.
Yep, year after year. And you know, coaches say, well, they're going to be a hard out, or they're very scary, or they're dangerous. You know, you don't see it. You're going to see it now because all the streaming stuff in high school sports due to COVID. But you see it in the NCAA tournament. That's why March Madness is the greatest venue, you know, in sports, because you're always for the underdog, you know, and it's kind of the same way in high school basketball. You've got to be prepared for whoever you play, you know, whether you beat them twice in the regular season. You know, it's hard to beat a team three times and all this, you know, going into it. But, you know, this year with the TSSAA making the higher seed home court advantage, it's really important that the regular season, you know, and it's just a great time, because anybody can beat anybody. You know, it doesn't matter. Starting next week, it's a new season. You know, I've always said there's four seasons. There's preseason in the first part of the season, and Christmas, you know, you had to go to those tournaments, and then the third half of the season is your district play, and then the fourth part of the season is tournament play, and everybody's 0-0. So anything can happen on any given night to anybody.
White County 64, Stone Memorial 58 last night. White County boys coach Eric Mitchell, thanks for being a part of the High School Playbook this morning, Coach.
Hey, thank you, Larry, and I appreciate you having me.
Regular season comes to a close for the York Institute Lady Dragons as they beat Watertown 61-44 Friday night. Head coach Michael Green joins us on the High School Playbook this Saturday morning. Coach, what did you think of your team's performance Friday night?
Pretty proud of how we played. We came out, started off pretty strong, and you know, played a pretty decent four quarters there. Played some players that we don't normally play a whole lot. I had one or two a little bit under the weather, but I was pretty pleased with our performance last night.
Does it please you that it comes kind of in the final regular season game? Is that a good launching point?
Yeah, I always like, especially, you know, right before tournaments, you know, my thought is you want to be playing your best basketball at that time. And, you know, we had a little two-game losing streak there against Livingston and Macon County. And, we finished pretty strong here last couple of games, and hopefully building some momentum going into the tournament.
What was the difference in this week's performance that you saw from your team versus that two-game losing streak?
We performed better on the offensive end. We had more movement and, you know, got in the spaces that we wanted to get. We saw, some zone looks, and we kind of struggled with them a couple of games and didn't look much better, the next couple of times we saw the zone look. But we scored the ball a little better here these last couple of games. You know, anytime we're scoring the ball well, we're going to do pretty good.
Gabby Beatty had 18 for you Friday night. What did you see from her in the performance against Watertown?
She came out, physical, ready to play. She has a very physical game, the first game we played them in her place. And, we wanted to kind of set the tone right off the bat. And she came out from the tip just, ready to go and full speed ahead.
Does she like that physicality? She didn't mind doing that?
She's really she's better when she's being extra physical, and she kept a lot of things alive last night, crashing offensive boards, even when she wasn't getting a shot up, a lot of second chance opportunities, and when we're playing our best, when she's getting after it on the offensive end and getting us some second chance points.
Haley Johnson with 14. What did you like about what you saw from her?
She had a great defensive night. She's the Christensen girl for Watertown had 25 on us at home, and that's the most that anybody's had on us, I think. And we set out to shut her down. I think we held her to 4 points last night. So another great defensive night from her, and she did well offensively. Scoring when we needed her to, and finding the open person when we needed her to.
Coach Michael Green, York Institute, with us on the High School Playbook. Is Haley one of those players that when you say 25 points last time, we're going to shut this down, does she like that kind of defensive challenge?
Yeah, it's more motivation for her. We don't feel like she gets the respect she deserves around the league. She's always guarding other team's best player, and I don't know that a lot of other players in the district are doing that when they're the team's best offensive player. But she takes that as extra motivation. And, a lot of players are not going to work that hard on the defensive end. And, she sets out and, gets determined to shut them down and does a great job of doing it.
That's interesting because you really don't see that a lot of time, that the best offensive player is also the person that takes defense so seriously.
No, they're usually – most teams are trying to get their best offensive player a little rest on the defensive end, or trying to hide them and keep them out of foul trouble. But we've got her guarding other teams' best player, not in and not out, and she's facing other teams' best defender usually as well. So nothing's easy for her, but whether she gets the respect she deserves or not, we know how important she is.
When you look at your basketball team, you kind of step away and look at the big view. Where do you feel like you are as tournament time has arrived?
I think we're where we want to be. We would like to be a little bit better offensively, but as long as our defense is playing like it is, we're communicating every possession, mixing it up when we need to. As long as we're playing solid defense for four quarters, hopefully we're going to have a chance to be in every game that we're in. And, anything we get on the offensive end that's better than what we've been getting is just going to be an added bonus.
Michael, are you one of those coaches that subscribes to the idea that defense becomes even more important in the tournament?
Yeah, definitely. Because, any night you can have a cold night, and we have a lot of cold nights. But, if you're not playing great defense, those cold nights will get you beat. And when you are playing great defense, if you have a cold night, it's going to keep you in the game and still give you a chance to win. And a lot of times when you're on the road, there's a good chance to have a cold night. So it's even more important to have that strong defensive performance.
Defense, in other words, is something that you can rely on more night after night.
Yeah, I preach to the girls, you're not always going to be knocking your shot down. You may have a bad night offensively. But all defense is communicating and great effort. And those are two things that you can control every night, no matter what. So, we really stress defense at York.
Do you like having the bye?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's going to give us a little bit of rest. But, once again, you're trying to figure out, you know, you don't want to rest too much. You don't want to not rest enough because, you know, it's, hopefully if you win, you're turning around and playing, you know, very, very soon again. But, we're going to try to find a little happy medium there and get a little bit of rest, but at the same time, make sure we're very well prepared for whoever, will it be Watertown or DeKalb on Wednesday night.
The challenge of being a coach, what is just the right amount of rest and practice and all of that? They could write a book about that. Your coach.
Reach it out. If they write one, I'd like to see it.
Yeah, really. Or you can write it and make some money off of it. Your coach, yeah, Michael maybe. Green, as the York Institute beats Watertown 61-44 on the final night of the regular season. Coach, thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me there.
We stop in Smithville as the high school playbook continues. Red Boiling Springs with a win over DeKalb County, 40-34 Friday night. Danny Fish is head coach at DeKalb County. What was the story of the game for your side, Coach?
Couldn't throw it in the ocean if we was on a boat. You know, we didn't make any shots. We played a lot of people last night. It was 3 games in 4 days for us. And knowing that we're going to turn around and play on Monday, we needed to see some of the role kids and the, you know, some of our backups play a little bit more minutes than maybe some of our starters. And because of that, I believe, you know, we could never get in a, you know, a type of rhythm that we needed. They did what they needed to do, of course, but just played a lot of people and, you know, didn't shoot the ball extremely well either.
What did you see from some of those younger role players?
Well, I mean, they played hard, you know, and did some of the right things. I mean, our defense was really good last night. I mean, we tried a couple different things defensively, and, you know, they stuck to the plan and did some things that they needed to do. But, you know, for, you know, our role players and, you know, some of our kids that are coming off the bench, we need them to be a little bit more offensive for us to be better in the future. And, you know, non-district game on the road at Red Bowling, I felt like it was a good opportunity for us to see some of those kids, and they showed some bright spots at times, and then, you know, at other times they showed some spots where they're, you know, inexperienced and, you know, immaturity. But overall, you know, it was fine. I hated to lose on the road. You know, we never want to lose, but I felt like we gained some ground in some areas that we needed to.
1 week ago, you started a stretch of 4 games. Could you tell that your young ladies were tired?
You know, it's a grind. It's getting to the point of the year where everybody's tired. So, but, you know, I mean, we've played a lot of basketball over the past couple of weeks, you know, with makeup games. And I think we played 4 out of the 5 weekends in January. So, I mean, we've played 3 games a week for the past about 3 or 4 weeks. This week was just one of those weeks where, we played Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and we had a game Saturday too. So really 4 games in, you know, 7 days is kind of the NBA schedule. And you could tell their fatigue on the shooting, but, you know, not really anywhere else, you know. So we'll see. Hopefully we'll get a day's rest and, you know, get back on the ground for the real season.
That's right. Tournament time is here. Danny Fish is head coach at DeKalb County. To that point, your scoring totals over that 4-game stretch, 39, 39, 40, 34, do you think that is the fatigue and the – because that does affect your shot. That's something that not a lot of people think about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, those scores in those games, you know, we play them depending on, you know, how we think that we need to play those games. I mean, we've really played possession by possession here lately, making sure that, you know, Katie Farrell and Ella really get, you know, probably the more consistent touches out of those games. I felt like, you know, in a couple of those games where we needed to slow the ball down, you know, when we played against Livingston, we needed to make it a half-court game for us to have a chance to win. And, you know, we had a chance to win that game. And, you know, we played Macon at home, and they just come out on fire. And, you know, it was catch-up from then on out. And, you know, at Smith County, you know, our totals are relatively low. But, you know, sometimes when teams are playing zone against you, you know, you have to work the ball a little bit more, so you're going to have less possessions in the game. So, you know, with that being said, the scores are going to be lower.
So you're not – a lot of coaches don't like that, but you're not afraid to change the tempo if you need to do that to make yourself have the best chance to win.
No, I mean, we've done it for years while I've been here. We kind of – you you know, we know what we can and what we can't do as a staff, and we know that, you know, what other teams can and don't like to do. And, you know, our job as a staff is to make sure that we, you know, prepare our kids well enough to where they can win. They have to step up and do it, but sometimes it calls for, you know, pushing the ball, pushing up tempo. You know, like when we play Cannon, they're a lot bigger than us, and we want to get them up and down the floor because they're big kids. You know, our smaller kids can outrun their big kids, you know, and then other teams have been trying to, you know, slow us down. That's what was the thing last night at Red Bowling, is they did a good job of slowing us down. We wanted to play a little bit faster. They did a good job of slowing us down. Smith County did the same thing on Thursday. It doesn't help when, you know, Katie Farrell goes to the bench early in the second quarter, I think 6 minutes and 30 seconds, picked up her third foul. So she set the whole second quarter, and that kind of slowed us down, got us out of rhythm, kind of got Smith County in their rhythm, you know, a little confidence building there. And but our kids were able to come back in the second half and close that game out on the road. But no, I'm not afraid to. That's what our job is. Our job is to, you know, prepare the kids, you know, with what we think is the best chance to win.
Danny, what in your mind is the key to being a successful tournament team? One or two things that you can point to?
Well, I mean, you gotta put the ball in the hole, you know, and you gotta put the ball in the hole in key moments, you know, but you gotta defend, you know, the point totals in the tournaments. Everybody's played each other three, maybe sometimes four times, depending on, you know, if you've played it against a tournament or something like that. I mean, but, you know, teams are going to be well prepared for what you do. So the defense cranks up a little bit better, but, you know, making tough shots and, you know, making key plays and key moments, winning plays and winning moments is what we call them. You know, that's the biggest, you know, difference in the postseason. And hopefully we're ready for that postseason run. I know that our kids are excited to play in 8AA. We talk about it every year. Is anything before the district tournament is just preseason. You know, you can play all these games, and we've talked about it before, and you can win all these games, but you get ousted in the first round of the district tournament, that's what people are going to remember you for. People are not going to remember how many games you won. They're going to remember, you know, how you finished.
And it's going to be a little bit different this year, of course, not having a centralized location as we're used to, but I guess everything's been a little bit different this year.
Oh, yeah. You know, I guess, you know, satellite kind of takes it back to the old school days where, you know, you played those games at home. And if you won, you got to host. And if you lost, you had to go on the road. And it's going to be a little bit different. You know, a little bit more advantage, I think, to the home teams because they're playing on their home floor. I really think when, you know, you play at Eblen and Tech, or you even play at a neutral site that's not any of the team's home sites, that, you know, it kind of even things out a little bit. So, but, you know, hey, those teams that are, you know, are playing at home, it's good for them because it's kind of an incentive for, you know, having a good year, and they get to play a game or two at home. And, you know, it's going to be tough for us. You know, we play at home versus Smith County, and then, you know, going to have to go on the road to York or Livingston. So, you know, if we win on Monday. So, it's, you know, it's going to be a tough road, but at the same time, you know, it's kind of a throwback to the older days, I guess.
Coach, good luck to you and the Lady Tigers as we get the tournament started.
Yo, I appreciate it, Mr. Stone. You have a great day today.
Danny Fish, head coach at DeKalb County. Monterey Wildcats close out the regular season with a win Thursday night over Warren County. This is the High School Playbook on Rock 93.7 as we're joined by head coach Adam West. Final score 58-55. Coach, were you pleased with the performance?
Well, it's been a lot like our season. We had a lot of positives, but we had some negatives, just ups and downs and adversity. You know, it's been a crazy year, but yeah, I was definitely glad to get a win and hang on to one there for sure.
What's been the craziest part for you?
Well, just inconsistency and trying to develop kids. You know, you lose summer, and that's one part of it, and that was bad for a team that needed some experience in that aspect. But the other thing is we've dealt with quarantine of players here and there, and just inconsistent lineups and inconsistent practices. That's been the most difficult thing for us.
I don't think a lot of fans understand the importance of the summer period to a high school basketball team in terms of just kind of finding roles, and it's almost like a tryout within a tryout, if that makes sense. You're able to do different things, are you not?
Yeah, definitely. In my mind, I think it creates a lot of toughness for those kids who kind of, you know, they kind of think they're really good and they don't know what they need to improve on, and so you kind of get weighed pretty early, and so we kind of get to develop them a little bit. And you know, summer camp is a brutal 2 or 3 games a day for those kids, and physically the officiating, and not that I'm criticizing officiating by no means, but summer camp's a little bit more physical, which allows our kids to kind of develop through that, and it kind of creates some mental toughness that we need as we go into season.
And coaches don't like to make mistakes, but when you don't have that, it really puts you behind the eight ball, as was the case this year.
Oh, I can't imagine, and I said this going in, but teams with high experienced guys, I think, have probably shown the most success throughout the season. Ones that have kind of returned, you know, full lineups and things like that. The ones who had to kind of develop kids are probably the ones who've had some inconsistencies, and we've been definitely a part of that aspect of it. But we, you know, and on top of that, some injuries. But we've gotten better. It's just we needed that summer to kind of be. I would like to have been where we are now after about the first few weeks of the season, as opposed to the end of the season where we're at.
How have your young men fought through it and fought through the adversity that you've experienced?
Well, they've kind of learned along the way, obviously, things that we're hopefully teaching them, and, you know, through film study and that. But I think the other thing is that they've kind of learned the value of each other. You know, because when a kid disappears for 2 games, you're like, wow, what a difference that kid brought to the table sometimes. And sometimes when you're not playing up to your percent, you know, your potential, you feel the same way. The other kids feel the same way about you. And so the value of a teammate, I think, has been the biggest thing, because you never know, you know, who's going to be there. And we've tried to, you know, one of our goals early was to develop depth and try to get some of these guys, not only some JV experience, but get some of our bench some experience throughout the year, and we've tried to do that well as we could. And so it's been, I think that's probably the most interesting aspect of it, is the dynamic of value of each player's worth to each other.
What is your message to the basketball team now as tournament play arrives?
Well, we are definitely in the right direction. We've, you know, at this point in the year, and we finally have everybody, you know, knock on wood, hopefully keep everybody healthy and keep everybody in the lineup and try to avoid quarantine. But at this point, we have been underachieved most of the year, and I think they know that, and we've talked about it multiple times. And now we either have the opportunity to decide whether we were as good as people thought we could be or if we're not. And I think at this point, we just want to have a chance to go play and compete with people and see what we got.
And there are so many stories, so many case histories, so many examples, high school basketball, college basketball, that you can point to and say, look, you know, a team that kind of puts it all together at this point, look at what they can achieve.
Yeah, we talked about NC State from 83 or 84,
83,
whatever
yeah.
year that was, 83. And we talked about that the other day, how low seed they were and how the expectations were low, but how Valvano, you know, kind of used to go in and cut the net down before the season, even with those teams, to kind of let them know that, you know, the expectations have to still exist. And this team's, we have three kids who have played on 2 state tournament teams, and we have obviously the kids from last year that were on the team, were on that team that didn't get a chance to play, but know what it takes to win in the tournament. So hopefully that'll kind of lend its experience to these guys as well.
And your road begins against Clark Range.
It does. We get to play at home, which is nice, obviously, at this time of year. I'm not a big fan of the higher seed throughout the tournament. That kind of takes away from atmosphere of great tournament experience. But, you know, with COVID, we just kind of have to roll with the punches, and we're just glad that we're getting to play at this point, obviously.
How much preparation do you do when you've already played a team at least twice and sometimes even more than that? Or is it more just about you at this point?
Well, it's been about us most of the year. We just haven't been as, you know, we did the preparation like everybody else. But I think the biggest thing is just, you know, clean it up, decide how you're going to, you know, do things through the tournament and really get consistent and understand what it takes night in and night out to win those games. And, you know, other teams are you know, you can play. And this is one of my favorite things is in tournament, we see a lot of good teams play each other. And on any given night, you could play really well and lose. And that's it. We're just going to try to compete and see how it pans out. And hopefully that'll be in our favor more than not throughout this tournament.
It's one of the interesting things. I have to laugh sometimes when I hear college football fans talking about the best team, the best team. You know, the best team in college basketball doesn't often win the tournament. You don't know that one night that you don't play your best or the other team plays better. That's, I think to me, it's kind of the magic of basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, I agree. You know, one thing I also think of as we've gone along is, as you go through the season, you're hoping that you find flaws in the system. I know that's going to sound crazy, but when you go through, it's better to find them through the season than it is in the tournament.
That's right.
So we have definitely found a lot that have kind of given us issues throughout the year and improved, as we did last year, as we've done the years before, and hopefully we've cleaned those up enough to where we're ready for that experience.
Coach, good luck to the Wildcats.
I appreciate you. Thanks, Larry.
Monterey head coach Adam West. Let's make a stop in Gainesboro as the high school playbook rolls on. Jim Brown, head coach of the Jackson County Lady Blue Devils. Their season ended on Tuesday night, grabbing the win against Cascade. Coach, three-game win streak to end the season. Are you playing some of your better basketball right now?
We really are. It's I just think dealing with the COVID, and I think it's put everybody behind, but we're finally starting to have some things come together, and first three-game win streak we've had in quite a while, so we're pretty excited right now.
Specifically, what do you feel like is coming together for your basketball team?
The biggest thing, I think everybody's just embrace their role. They understand what they do well, and they're playing to their strengths, and not trying to do some things that they can't do as well, and So I think we're a much smarter basketball team right now.
Yeah, I think, and coaches want to make sure that they're not using COVID as an excuse, but doesn't that kind of part of basketball, doesn't that come together really in summer work and in the early part of your preseason work of working together and finding those roles?
Yeah, I mean, I think, as a coach, especially offensively, but it works on both ends of the floor. Sometimes it just takes a while to figure out exactly what those group of players that you have are going to be able to do best. And, I always experiment quite a bit during the summer and trying to figure that out. And then you've usually got an idea, start putting things together at the start of the school year before you start practice. And, with this, you're kind of dealing with that through the first part of the season. And just now getting to that point where say, hey, this is what we need to be doing, and this is what we need to be staying away from.
Over your years of experience, what do the teams that can have success in the tournament, what do they have to do?
Well, the first thing is you can't beat yourself. You got to limit your turnovers, and you got to take away any kind of easy baskets so the team can get from, whether it be turnovers, like I mentioned, or offensive rebounds, and that you force the other team to be good enough to beat you. And, if you can do that, then you're going to be a hard out for them, because it's just that's the way it is so many times. Teams will do the things that beat themselves, and taking bad shots into that. So, like I said, and a lot of that goes back to, talking about understanding what your strengths are and playing to those.
Jackson County's Jim Brown with us on the high school playbook. We talk a lot about the intensity is ratcheted up in the playoffs and that sort of thing. Is it really? Can you really tell the difference?
Oh, I think so, absolutely. I mean, I think that stems from the coaches. I mean, especially, those elimination nights, which win or go home. And I think the players then feed off that as well. And, especially if you've got, some older players that know, hey, this could be my last high school game. So I think it's definitely more intense.
When you are facing a team in most cases, third time, maybe even in some cases more than that. How much do you change what it is that you try to do against them?
That's a lot of times the scary part as a coach, especially. You know, you're playing that team for the third time and say you've already beaten them twice. You know, you're afraid to change much because you don't want to mess up what you've done previously. Whereas if you've lost to somebody twice, you can kind of take some risk and some chances because what you did didn't work before. So, it's kind of hard sometimes choosing, hey, here's what we need to continue with, or here's what we need to change up a little bit.
Which is your situation as you'll start tournament play against Trousdale County, a team that you've beaten twice. What kind of stands out to you about Trousdale?
Well, Trousdale has one really good individual player. Their point guard, Kaylin Donahoe. And, the first game against them, she scored 30 against us. And, just got a lot of those from drawing fouls and getting to the free throw line. And this last game, we limited her to 10. And a lot of that she got just from her steals and baskets in transition. So, obviously that did free up some of those other players. So we've got to kind of find that balance of focusing on her, but not just turning the others loose either.
I guess the biggest opponent for every high school coach and player in the Upper Cumberland this week may be Mother Nature, though.
I agree. The weather forecast is a little scary. We've got some extra time, but it looks like the temperature is going to be pretty cold, so we may be dealing with it all week.
I know this sounds strange, but does it some way help you that you've been through this COVID year and the uncertainties of that? That the gals will they'll deal with it if the game's postponed or moved or whatever because of weather. We just move on.
I think so. I hope that the kids have that mindset that they can just roll with the punches and move on with it.
Jackson County Coach Jim Brown, it's tournament time in the Upper Cumberland, and it should be a whale of a tournament, every level in our region over the next couple of weeks. We appreciate the time, Coach.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Quite a season for Van Buren County basketball. The Eaglettes get the win over South Pittsburgh, 60-33 last night. Tyler Sapp is next on the high school playbook. Coach, end of the regular season. It's almost hard to believe that we're to that point in the season.
I'm just thankful that we made it this far, and we've got to play 23 games.
Am I reading this right? I've seen a lot of basketball, but you held South Pittsburgh scoreless in the first quarter?
Yeah, it was 21-0 at the end of the first.
Wow. Your team's playing some good defense, huh?
Yeah, we played well last night in the first quarter for sure. We come out. I mean, we were all still upset about Tuesday night and Whitwell. So we come out looking to prove a point.
Teams can use that kind of situation and get good from it, or in some cases they push too hard or don't focus on the right things. Did you like that your team came out and did it in the right way?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one thing we talked about was starting strong, because against Whitwell we didn't, and that come back to bite us because we were down so much and we dug ourselves a little bit of a hole and we couldn't recover. So, I mean, but we talk about starting strong all year. I mean, that's nothing new to us and to this team. We always want to talk about starting strong because that we want to come out and we want to be the aggressor.
And you were able to do that with the win over South Pittsburgh. Where's this basketball team now as we get to the part that everybody remembers, the tournament?
I think we're coming into us. We'll start shooting a little better. We've kind of been in a little bit of a slump here the last few games. But hopefully we can work on that and get all that sorted out and fixed up, and then we can take off. Cause obviously if you're shooting the ball well, we're going to be tough to beat, cause we've got so much other stuff going on that if we could shoot well, then, I mean, that's anybody, but,
When you're in a shooting slump, how do you try to approach that as a coach?
Well, like I said, against Whitwell tonight, we was 0-9 from three in the first quarter or half. I can't remember one, but we were 0-9. We didn't hit a three the whole first half. So, you know, we told them, hey, you know, right now it's not falling. We got to get in there to attack. We were missing layups and stuff against them too, just rushing shots. And we just keep telling them, like, hey, those are shots we want to take by the people we want them to be taken by. And, you know, we just got to keep pushing forward and see some stuff go in, and then hopefully it'll open up.
There really are different kinds of shooting slumps. There's when you're taking good shots and the right people are taking those shots, and sometimes they don't fall, and you just stay with what you're doing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I got a girl who, Emily Allen, she shoots 40%. She's 40% from three on the season, and she was 0 for 4 in the first half. I mean, you know, usually she's hitting at least one of those.
Emily,
everyone she took was wide open.
Yeah. She had 16 last night, so rebounded well.
Yes, yeah.
So how does your preparation change, or does it, as you get into tournaments? Do you do things different at all?
As far as scouting-wise, I mean, like once we get into region and stuff, I'll have to do a little bit more because we don't play them as much, you know. But with Whitwell, for the, you know, I mean, I'm looking ahead to the district championship game, but, you know, with Whitwell and stuff, we've all these kids have been playing each other forever. We know them. They know us. It's kind of like, hey, this is what we know. We know what everybody's going to do. We have to go out and execute this point in time. So, you know, scouting them is not going to give us that big of an upper hand because we play each other so much. They play each other since they were in middle school together, you know. So everybody knows everybody's tendencies, and it's just going to come down to execution and who makes shots.
Do you ever think about, all right, you know, third meeting, we're going to do something totally different, something that we didn't try defensively or offensively, or is there a risk in that?
I mean, we did that last year when we played against them. Of course, they beat us two times in the regular season by more than 10. I don't think you necessarily have to do that this year. I mean, we beat them by 8, and then we lost to them by 6. So, it's kind of – I mean, obviously, we'll have some wrinkles and stuff. But as far as just completely changing something we did, when we did that last year, we played a junk defense on them last year, and we were up 5 on them in the fourth quarter, and then took some errant shot and, you know, let them get back into the game a little bit there. But I mean, I don't think we have to do that this year because I think we're more equal with them or better than what we had been in the past.
Is this team having fun? Are they enjoying this experience this year?
I think so. I think they're just all very thankful that we've been able to play. So, you know, that was one of the things that we were talking about at the beginning of the year is like, hey, you know, you can't take it for granted. You never know. The season may be over with tomorrow, and you seniors are finished, you know, so don't take it for granted. Leave everything you got out there. Have fun. Enjoy it because this is, it could be over.
And from the looks of things, they've really bought into that mentality.
I think so.
Should be fun. This is why you play the game, right? This is what basketball is all about. Tournament time.
Tournament time, yeah. It's crunch time. I'm ready to go.
Tyler Sapp, head coach at Van Buren County. The win last night over South Pittsburgh, 60-33, the final score. Coach, good luck the rest of the way.